Talk now. We are back. You are looking pretty damn healthy, I'm just saying. You're into the yoga this morning. You have a glow about you.
I'm into the yoga.
Into the yogurt.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I've got a bit of granola in there, a bit of blueberries, a bit of coconut yogurt. Yeah, well, I was actually very well behaved on my 2 weeks off.
Were
you? So, yeah, got off the coffee. So I haven't had a coffee now, for well over a week.
Good, yeah, good stuff. Okay.
Yeah. No, actually, two weeks, because I got off
even
the
better.
Week before. Yeah, well, because I wasn't going to necessarily say this, but only because you brought up that you did your own health retreat.
On the cheap.
Bilko's Wellness Centre.
Well, Ness
and I want to hear about your wellness retreat.
All right.
Yeah.
Ness and I decided we'd get up in the morning and we'd go for a power walk together.
Yep.
We'd go and do that for a start. We'd head down the beach and take in the morning air.
Yeah.
Then we'd, come back and do some, I suppose, a version of calisthenics.
What did you do?
Well, some stretches and push-ups. Okay. And so we were doing a lot of, fitness stuff
That's
together.
That's good.
But then we took in, some massage places around the coast.
Mm-hmm.
I had a massage, would have been last week, and gee, they really dug the old elbow in. I can't handle that.
Yeah.
Ness was saying, I could hear air being sucked in through your mouth on the other couch there. Because I was
just got to breathe. Yeah, you got to breathe through it, Bilks.
Yeah, I know. And they said, oh, is that hurting? I went, yeah, but it's a good hurt. Keep going. The poor old masseuse was going, you okay?
Mm.
Then we did there's these salt caves in Mooloolaba where you put yourself into the Himalayan rock salt and they spray out this fine mist that you actually breathe in and helps you in with your...
supposed to be very good for asthma.
Apparently.
Things like that. So how did you feel after that?
Well, it was meant to be a 45-minute session. I think they forgot about us. An hour and a half later they came in. I'd dozed off.
You shriveled up into a prune.
Yeah, I had,
Mm-hmm.
And we were just eating healthier. We'd found, some Donna Hay, cookbooks. So we're actually on the vegan stuff. We're actually, probably an accentuation of what I have here with granola and what have you.
Yeah.
Instead of having bacon and eggs and what have you, we'd get into, nice cereal and fruit and that sort of thing in the morning. So, that was part of it. Then last week I decided to get back into the old Bundy cordial again.
Oh,
so
right.
I wrecked it all.
You wrecked it.
Yeah, I wrecked it.
After one week.
Oh, but
look, buddy, you gave it a go.
I gave it a go.
Well, look.
And it saved $2,500 on a health retreat down the Gold Coast that would have cost each of us.
Well, look, I mean, at the end of the day, sometimes people just need those things, don't they? Well, it's like, it's like that show 9 Perfect Strangers. Sometimes people just want to get away and see what kind of mayhem happens on a health retreat.
We watched that entire series, so mm-hmm. we took in the health retreat at Byron where it was filmed, so
yep.
that was also part of our, rejuvenation.
Yeah, well, I did the real deal. Not that I'm saying yours wasn't the real deal, but yes, I actually did go to a health retreat.
Wow.
Well, I haven't been on a holiday for about 4 years, so I could justify going. And, it's been a bit of a hectic last few months. But, look, I thought it was absolutely amazing. So I've gone the real healthy route. I've had no alcohol, no coffee. And, because I was really exhausted before we went. But, a couple of highlights for me. I mean, stark naked doing they've got this thing called Club Mud. So you go up and you just paint yourself with mud. So I felt like I was at that body art festival. So that
you
was
didn't
good.
Instagram that one, was, did you?
No, of course not. I haven't Instagrammed any of it. But and then the other thing I had that I thought you'll be very delighted to hear was I had a colonic. A colonic irrigation.
Is that where they shove water through
your
guts?
Up your jacksie.
Okay.
So, I've heard about them for years and been curious. And let me tell you that now, as of me having the colonic, you're not the only tight ass on the show. It was very difficult.
Do you see what comes out, though?
Getting it up there. Yes!
Yuck.
So I feel very cleansed.
Mm.
But I can tell you now, my stomach is a lot flatter than when I left here 2 weeks ago.
You reckon you've lost a couple of kilos?
I have. Yep, I have.
What?
I mean, maybe it was all...
Five?
No, I haven't lost five. Calm down.
See, that's why you're looking bouncy.
I still slipped into Zambreros on the way home from the health retreat while I was starving. But no, it was very good. I couldn't praise it any higher. I won't say where I went, but if anyone wants to know, they can ask me. But yeah, it was sensational. And I don't know, I think we all need to take that time out just to recharge every now and then, especially when you've had a lot of stuff going on. you know, that's just exhausted you. And good on you and Ness for doing your own version of Bilko's wellness retreat.
Well, it only costs a couple of $100 compared to, well, you know, I was Googling some of these prices and they were just astronomical. But I'm glad you've actually done it because I can see the spring in your step now. You did bounce in here this morning, which is, you know.
Oh, mate, you know, take a couple of kilos off. Wow. I'm entering the 2032 high jump.
We cartwheels around the station next. 6:16 at Zinc. Wide base.